What's up with all these listeners, John, asking us to do a wrestling segment?
You want to talk to me about running?
Maybe I do, John.
You know what? This is what we'll do. We'll do a minute of running and a minute of wrestling. The run and wrestling connection.
I've already run like so many K today.
This is wrestling. This.
For no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run.
Get off the wrestling mat.
I love the fact that all the music comes from wrestling because there is no such thing as good running music.
Not this one. This one playing is from AWOL Nation.
I don't know what that is, but...
Me neither.
Well, last week, because Josh is running,
yeah,
we'll let you go last.
Okay.
Last week in the WWE, formerly known as the WWF, it's still the WWF to me. Screw you, World Wildlife Fund.
At this point, has it been the WWE longer than it was ever the WWF?
No, it's close. It's close. Becky Lynch is the new Women's World Champion. She won a Battle Royal this week.
Cool.
Not related to Dorothy. Champ,
we told you last week that Rhea Ripley had to give up the title because she got hurt. Mm. So Becky Lynch is the new champion.
You know what the nickname for Rhea Ripley, Josh? You know what people call her and what she calls herself? Mommy.
Mommy.
And her catchphrase is, mommy is always on top.
Mommy's home, lick, lick, lick.
Yeah. AJ Styles beat Nick's guy, the guy he bought the T-shirt for.
Yeah.
So apparently he needs to buy another T-shirt. But AJ Styles will meet Cody Rhodes for the Universal Championship at the Backlash pay-per-view, which will be in France.
I
believe the rules are different now. In
there
order to win, you just wave a white flag.
Got it.
Nice job.
And also the Bloodline is remodeling. Kevin Owens got busted. They are showing more blood now on WWE television.
Oh, what happened?
Kevin, they
slicing more necks?
They're not slicing necks, but they staged a car accident. And then they drug Kevin Owens into the ring, and he was all busted up as a victim of the new Bloodline.
This is some classic WWE stuff.
It is.
Steve says, I remember when it was the WWWF.
Well, that's going way back.
WWB.
It's going way back.
So
that's what's happening in the wrestling world.
Wow, and you make fun of my sport? That sounds boring
as
hell.
There's blood, Josh. These men are getting hurt and winning.
Blood, car accidents, people getting hurt, battle royals.
People fall, people cramp in running.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing more exciting than watching people rolled up in a fetal position cramping.
I mean, you don't roll
up. We'll see that plenty this fall. You know, there are early games in the fall where people don't hydrate enough. And
gotta hydrate.
Game stopped again because the Florida defensive tackle is down on the ground holding his leg.
YouTube user says, your 1 minute is up. Let's get to the running. Now, to be fair, I forgot about this, so I didn't have anything prepared.
Oh, imagine
I could talk about my race in Eugene. It's coming up. It's 4 days
You're
away.
You're racing Eugene?
So I had... so much.
If you don't beat Eugene...
I'm going to whoop Eugene's ass.
I mean, can anyone think of a Eugene who's ever been good at sports?
Is Eugene coming for you at the marathon, buddy?
You're going to beat a 1950s nerd.
As I talked about earlier, today was my dress rehearsal. Do you want me to explain what this looks like, John? You're a big idiot.
You probably dressed up as a runner...
I did put on running clothes.
Did you put a bib on?
No, I didn't do it.
Well, then what kind of a dress rehearsal is this?
I don't have a bib.
The whole idea of the dress rehearsal is to get into costume.
How about this?
And act the play.
I got something for you. Okay, so I don't know if you know this. I'm going to be serious for 5 seconds.
I guarantee you I don't know this.
So when you do a marathon, you need to dial in your nutrition for during the race. You have to take in fuel for during the race. You have to eat. You have to get a lot of carbs and calories.
So you stop in the middle of the race and sit down and have a meal?
Well, that's a part of practicing, John. You eat while you run so then you can get used to it. Now
you eat while you run.
You have to, or else you will hit the proverbial wall and then you won't be able to get your goal time.
Why don't you just do a thing? They do a thing in NASCAR. It's called pit stops.
Well, because then I would slow myself down and I don't do that. So again, I practice what I preach. Well, anyway, you're going to like this part. So normally, apparently people will take in things called like goos. It's like gels, you know. And
goos.
Why is this goose. So hard for you?
You're taking in
of all
goose.
The things.
You know what? Connor's point about just the people that eat to live.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't want to goo
food as fuel and
it's
taking
G-U.
The pill. The pill sounds better than goo.
There it is. Energy gel goo.
There are things about running that throw me off, like goo and noon.
Yep, noon, that's one of them.
Why wouldn't they call it Noom?
Some people take something called Morton. Well, I've tried some of these things.
So you're
Eugene
racing
and Morton?
Eugene and Morton.
No, it's
wow.
something you take in, John, as you're running. But, again, ultimately leading to what I'm trying to get to, and that is this. Those haven't sat very well in my stomach. When I've run, I got very gassy.
So
I burp.
You're pooping?
No, but I farted a lot, and I don't want that to happen.
Well, doesn't that give you a little boost?
Do you have that moment when you're running where every step you take, it just fart?
I have. I mean, usually on a long run on a Sunday morning.
Can you do us a favor? Can you mic yourself up?
No, I will
can
not.
We hear this?
I will not do that.
But we want to hear this.
But I did.
That would make running more interesting.
No, it would not. It would not for you. If you want to hear farting, just go to your local running trail on a Sunday, and you'll be great. All right, so anyway, I don't want to be gassy.
This is way more than 2 minutes,
by the way. Yes, because you keep interrupting me as I'm trying to tell my story. I was listening to a running podcast earlier this year.
God, that sounds exciting.
And you know what I heard? This person who qualified for the Olympic trials, by the way, what I heard him recommend using or what he had been trying out that now I have trained with throughout the last few months?
Celery sticks.
Oreo cookies, John.
Oh, milk sugar cookies.
And you call this a sport.
So I will be bringing... on my person, 12 Oreos when I go for my run. And if I break my goal time, I'm going to tag Oreos on Instagram because I want to be a spokesperson and get Oreos.
Do you think you can get Mr. Banks Oreos?
Mr. Banks?
Yeah, get a space on the Oreo.
I don't know if he can eat. Oh, I see what you mean. Sure. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
That'd
be great.
Not the football player.
Or Oreos, they could put 26.2 in my marathon time on there. So, yeah, there you go. I'm going to be eating Oreos, 12 Oreos during the marathon on
and
Sunday.
And you said my part of the segment was boring.
I just gave you – I told you I'm eating cookies
You're
while
eating.
I run.
How did you calculate 12 Oreos?
Because I do 2 Oreos for every 4 miles. So
this sounds like less and less of a sport all the time.
It's not a treat, Nick. It's for fuel. It's important.
It's a little bit of a treat.
I mean, they do taste good. And because it's not just this gooey gel, there's a cookie component. You always talk about how much you love the cookie part of it. That helps me.
Do certain
Although
Oreos
I do
better?
Double stuff, John, so I apologize.
Oh, so you're cheating. Yeah. That's really
I'm
like
doing double
Oreos.
Stuff because there's a lot of calories in them. I need the calories.
Do different
Thank
Oreos
you.
Have different effects?
I don't know. I've just been practicing with the double stuff, so it's been helping me out.
Mm.
Pedro says, hi, guys. Josh, have you ever hit the runner's high? I ran 10Ks. I don't think I could ever do 26 miles. Congrats, man. I have had the runner's high. It's awesome.
Does that go against the anti-drug pledge?
I thought you took the drug-free pledge.
By the way, the run this morning, if you were wondering, my dress rehearsal,
again,
spectacular,
this is going
John.
More than 2 minutes.
I'm not going to be here next week. So there you go. That's 4 minutes of running. And I can record an update and send it. You guys could pause it and make fun of me.
The only thing I want to hear is the sound of you farting. That's all I want.
Mm, interesting.
That's your run and wrestling.
That's a
connection.
Weird thing to say to somebody.
Yeah, that's very. If you want to hear me fart, I could start farting more. Jordan says, Josh, didn't interrupt you every 10 seconds, John. Thank you to Jordan.
Well, I'm just trying to clarify because you're talking about goo and Oreos and farting and all this stuff. I'm trying to you know, make it clear and easy to understand for everybody.
Well, there you go. I'm all eating right. Oreos.
Coming up, dumb debates.
What's that, Nick?
They took a runaway from Mount St. Mary, so now they're only ahead 9-5, and I'm confused. They take runs away retroactively?
Yep.
By the way, stay tuned in the happy hour. Then we'll have our college football scheduling update. I know people are going to be jacked for this news. Andy says, bet John couldn't run a mile without stopping. John, you think you could do a mile?
Nope. Hmm. Ask me if I want to do a mile.
I know the answer is that.
Nope.
Because you're sad. Theo says, Dutch oven JB in the studio, prayer hand emoji. I'm going to start doing that when I get back. I'll start farting up a storm around you. And then I'll say, John, do I smell your take?
Excuse
He'll
me.
Be like, that's the best take you've had in months. Speaking of running, one of our dumb debates, Joey Chestnut versus Usain Bolt.
All right.
That and more as we continue. Boy, is this show dumb.
Very.
1620 The Zone.